This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. This is Frida Lewis, Race Your Game. And we're having our session today with John Hagedorn from Better Trading Solutions. Facilitating Meaning from Rhythm Interventions is our series. And today is the three levels of corporate rhythm interventions. So welcome, John.
Yeah, thank you. Welcome to be back.
There was a drum roll.
Oh, okay.
Just to get us into the mood.
Yeah, that's what we're doing here. Okay. We're going to be drumming today.
So, three levels of corporate rhythm interventions. And, you know, even the whole of last week, just about how rhythm intervenes the whole intervention.
Right.
Now, also with the skill, lots of trainers have also started calling themselves facilitators. And what's the difference, and why are you connecting this with rhythm interventions?
Okay, good. We're calling this facilitating meaning. And it's true. Nowadays, a lot of people are calling themselves facilitators. It's a cooler way to say trainer, but there's not a lot of difference. The main difference here is that training is mostly content-based, whereas facilitation is going to be mostly process-based. When you're training, methodology for training is going to be a lot of demonstration and a lot of lecture and exercises. And we use training if there's a group of people that you want them to do something, operate machinery or run some software, something that they're going to be doing repetitively on their job task or something like that. Whereas facilitation is more outcome oriented, and the methodology that we use to facilitate is going to be more discussion, more group work, more input from the people that we're working with, so that the participants can realize these skills themselves rather than have them drummed in, so to speak. Mm-hmm. Okay, and this is not a new concept. Back in the 1400s, Galileo, one of my personal heroes, said, "You can't teach anyone anything. You can only help them find it within themselves." Mm. And Einstein said that again a different way centuries later when he says, "I don't teach anyone. I only provide the environment in which they can learn." So this is what facilitation is all about. So in short, training is delivery of content, whereas facilitation is more enabling or opening a process. But the important thing to remember is that organizational development professionals need to be clear about, and they need to be skilled about, when to train and when to facilitate. Because there is a time for content and there is a time for process. And that's why these corporate rhythm interventions that we're talking about here, they mostly involve facilitation. But the desired outcome here is not really to learn how to play drums. All right, that's a fun thing, and we have to train them how to do that. But the desired outcome is to acquire meaning from the metaphor of the intervention.
Right. Okay. Now, where did the use of drums in organizational development originate from?
I don't know. I don't know who did it first, but the guy who made it really popular, of course, is Arthur Hall. We talked about him last week. Because he introduced drum circle, let's call it drum circle technology, which now has many, many, many different applications, not just in the corporate world, but in therapy. I mean, just on and on it goes. And that's why we kind of picked it up in Better Training Solutions, because we knew that drums in team building were out there. So without knowing anything, we just went out, we bought a kit, we used it in a training program, highly successful. It's always going to be successful if you got a bunch of people sitting in a room banging on drums together. It's always going to be fun. We didn't know what we were doing, but it was great. We had a lot of fun. So we decided to go get some training. And we went to attend one of Arthur Hall's training programs. And when I went, I was figuring, okay, I'm a drummer. I'm a facilitator. Now I'm going to learn drum facilitation. This will be easy, right? Mm. But if you go in, thinking that you already know this stuff, you're never going to learn anything. Right. So I had to kind of flush my toilet here, and unlearn. So it was seriously an unlearning process before I could develop rhythm interventions for corporate situations, because first thing I had to do was learn how to facilitate better. And now my training programs are more like, instead of like 80% in, push, it's more like 80% out. Let's pull this out and then let's play with it a little bit, 20%. And this is where the rhythm interventions come in here. Last week we talked about a business writing example, how people are programmed to write a certain way. Mm-hmm. So we show them in business writing, or we show them through drums, that if you keep on doing it the same way, it's going to get boring. Mm. All right. So we use interventions like that. The team building as well. The metaphor for team building in a drum circle is so very clear that lots and lots of people are using team building in their corporate programs now. And we do programs where we do nothing but rhythm for one or two full days, drum circles, rhythm games, things like that. And then people draw their metaphors out of that.
All right. Okay. So why are drum circles so popular in team building programs?
All right, since we're talking about that. But before we get on to team building is one of the areas where drum circles are being applied.
And there are three levels
that we're really looking at where rhythm interventions are being used. And the first level, level number one, let's call this, is for corporate entertainment.
Okay.
All right? And for corporate entertainment, we can do lots of things. We can play drum circle games. We can run drum circles. And we use these at corporate away days, family days, things like that. Corporate dinners, annual dinners, right? Conferences. Drum interventions are great for conference energizers. Okay, we'll go through the morning where we're working through our conference, and then suddenly we sit down and we have this huge buffet lunch, right? And then we're going to go back and listen to a couple more clowns talk about their PowerPoint presentations. No, we're not going to make it through the afternoon. So what happens is we throw in what Arthur calls these gorilla fillers, right? Where you come in and do an attack rhythm intervention, wakes everybody up, gets everybody going, gets everybody entrained again, right? Mm-hmm. And then we can make it through the afternoon. Because our energy levels have been raised. So the objective at the corporate entertainment level is mostly fun for a good time, exercise, stress busting, enjoyment, developing community, right? And there are a couple groups here in town that do this regularly. You've got the KL Stompers, all right? They're a performance group, but they work at this level. There's another group called the KL Street Drummers who will do this as well, you know, for opening ceremonies and things like that. They bring in the percussion. A lot of groups that are working at that level.
All right.
Then we move up to the second level. And
which we will discuss in just a moment.
Okay. All right. Let's tease them a little bit.
John Hagedorn from Better Trading Solutions in our Facilitating Meaning from Rhythm Intervention series. Race again, BFM 89.9.
I have a dream.
Be firmly motivated. BFM 89.9.
It's Race Your Game, and we're getting firmly motivated here with John Hagedorn from Better Trading Solutions. Facilitating Meaning from Rhythm Interventions is our series today. It's the three levels of corporate rhythm interventions. We were halfway in our discussion, and you were saying, you know, with drums, what happens at the very top level is corporate entertainment,
right,
and energizers and all that. And you were going to go to number two, and I interrupted you.
And that was team building. Team building is something that's just perfect for the drum circle because the metaphors are just obvious. If we get together a group of non-drummers and all sit down together, nobody knows what they're doing, nobody knows how to play. But over the course of an hour and a half, we can turn a group of non-drummers into a performance-level percussion ensemble, all right? Just by doing a little bit of training, and then once they get the hang of it, then we facilitate the process the rest of the way. So there's usually a game or two to warm everybody up, some rhythmatizing activities, all right? Depends on how long the facilitator has. But the drum circle itself will last about an hour, and that's going to be the main event. And the reason why it works so well for team building is because of these metaphors, playing together, just like working together, listening to each other. The idea of entrainment that we talked about last time, if we're all entrained and doing the same thing, it's going to be much easier to work together. There's this idea of unity through diversity. We have all these different instruments that we're using. Let's imagine that we take that as our diversity model. We can't have the same kind of sound unless we have diverse instruments throughout the drum circle. There's also the idea that there's no such thing as a small part. You can have somebody who's playing a tiny little triangle sitting in this drum circle, but if you were to remove it, it would have a completely different character. So that person, although it's small, has a very important part, just like in any corporate situation. There's a couple of people in town who are doing this regularly. Nomad Adventure, of course, the ones up in Gopeng. They like to use drum circles in their weekend team building programs. Another one is Global Knox. They do their, they throw drum circles into their team building programs as well. And it just becomes a very important part of the process because people understand after the drum circle what it really takes to put a group together.
Right. Okay.
Third level?
Mm-hmm.
Third level is for organizational development. And this is where we're actually using rhythm interventions for training, for corporate development purposes. We have rhythm games, we have chants, we have drum circles, performances, things like this. But behind each activity that we do or each intervention that we have, there's going to be a hidden intention that the trainer or the facilitator has. And these intentions are going to be predetermined by usually human resources, okay? They say, look, this is what we want our people to learn. And then at that point, it's up to the facilitator to choose an appropriate rhythm intervention that will have the metaphor that the human resources department wants. So we run the intervention, then we debrief them and find out exactly what they learned as a result. Quick example, there's one that we call the Haitian stick dance. And to do the Haitian stick dance, we have to platform a little bit at a time. First, we teach them a rhythm. Then we teach them how to do the rhythm together. Then we teach them how to do actually the dance. But before the dance can be successful, there's one more thing that they need to know. So we start them on the dance and say, okay, go ahead. And they'll fail every time, fail 4 or 5 times in a row. And then we say, okay, the reason you're failing is because there's one more thing that you need to know. And I'm not going to tell you what that is. You've got to figure it out for yourselves. So it becomes a problem-solving activity. It becomes a creative thinking activity. It becomes a thinking-out-of-the-box activity that now is for organizational development rather than simply having a good time.
Hmm.
So now at this point where we see how this comes in, we're ready to introduce a model of how rhythm interventions are chosen for corporate development or organizational development purposes. We start with the corporate objective. That's the most important thing. What are these people supposed to learn? Then we choose the rhythm intervention. What intervention are we going to use to reach that objective? The intervention is going to get the group entrained because once they're all entrained, they're like-minded, thinking the same way, right? And then at that point, once they've become entrained, we can facilitate the meaning from the intervention.
Hmm.
And then finally, we bring that on to outcomes and application and give them an opportunity to see how this learning will apply to their workplace.
Hmm.
And if the facilitator has done his or her job correctly, then the outcomes and the application will be exactly the same as the corporate objective.
Right.
All right? Okay. All right, we've got our group in here. Let's do a little team building
okay,
here.
Okay, so we're going to do some team building. We've got the enterprise team here, so we're going to see how organized and how together we are. We've got Jessandu, Lim Soon Heng, Ellen Chua, and Angeline Tay taking a video of us doing this. So, John, what do we need to do?
All right, normally we'll do this intervention after everybody's been and trained, but not having had that experience, let's just do things as they are. This is an intervention that we would normally use for something like, well, for example, we could use this in public speaking to help people overcome stage fright.
Hmm.
We could use it in assertiveness training. We could use it in leadership because I'm going to give you each an opportunity to solo here, to take off on your own. All right, so let's do this together and see how this works. Are you ready?
All right.
Ready.
All right, here we go. Everybody play. Beautiful.
Lim Soon Heng.
1, 2, everybody play. Play.
No
one. That was beautiful.
No wonder we have issues with this team.
I think I'm going to get myself a job here and talk to your HR people.
Thank you, guys. So, all right. So that's part of team building. Next week, we're going to be discussing how a rhythm intervention, corporate parallels to drum circle facilitation.
Yes.
John Hagedorn from Better Trading Solutions, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.